Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for freshness and the goodness of your love that is always there to wake us up, to keep us enlightened and keep us in the light as you are in the light. Thank you for the Isaiah chapter 9 where it speaks that a light has come. And thank you, Lord, that as you came and called us into this marvelous harvest field, Lord, where we can rejoice, have joy in the goodness of the kingdom of God, your presence, your provision, and your favor, purpose, and everything pertaining to life and godliness. And thank you, Lord. Why can we partake of this harvest? Because the devil has been defeated, darkness has been dealt with, everything has been done, as in the time of the Midianites when they came. And then you raised up Joshua, Lord. Thank you. Jesus has come. He's paid the price and he's defeated. You have defeated the devil, darkness, every deception, sickness, every deception. And thank you. Your heart is for us to know you, to stay with you, to be awake, to be on fire, so that your zeal, the zeal of the Lord, can accomplish everything. Because we have got a wonderful counselor and the almighty God, our everlasting Father, and the Prince that brings peace. So we thank you for your kingdom come, your will be done, so that we can awake to righteousness and sin no more. For we have now got the knowledge of God that you, everything has been made available. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 25 from verse 7 to 13. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. And the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you do not know, neither the day nor the hour."
Hallelujah. This morning I just woke up, and I was just thinking about these scriptures again. And what just came out is, you know, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, you know, there came an echo in heaven. It was, who's going to come and save the world, all that is in it, and then most of all the children, us. And then Jesus, he was the one that lifted up his hand, and so he came. And so the heart of the Father, as the heart of any true father, is for the best for his children, to have the best, to be in, and having the best is being involved with the wonderful reality of a father that made us, that has the best intention. I love Jesus's words. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's a reality. And so these parables are again to wake us up to what God wants. God is not going to change his standards. He set the standards. He made this world. He made it all to be beautiful. He made it to bear fruit. And so he doesn't change his standards. It's us that must wake up, be enlightened, to stay in the light as he's in the light. And this is what it's all about. And so also in Matthew 22, also talking about the kingdom is like, it points out clearly you've got to accept this invitation to come and partake of the feast. And what is a feast? The goodness of God. Amen. The goodness of the Father, the goodness of the Son, the goodness of the Holy Spirit. And we see there, so you had to come, and then you had to partake, and then you had to be dressed, you change. And there we also see, when you're not changing, when you're not being enlightened, when you're not taking hold of light and then reflecting that light and giving that light, when you're not taking hold of the goodness of God and letting it bless you, seduce you, keep you, then you can't give it out to others. And that's the whole thing. So this whole picture that we're getting here is to see what does the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Godhead, want from us. They want us to be awake. They want us to be in tune. And they want us to stay in the light as they in the light, so that the blood, the goodness, the life that is available now in Christ can also be our portion. And it's so important that it be our portion so that we can wake up the rest of the brothers out there. And this takes me back, you know, when I've got three children, Elisha, Joshua, and Tehila. And when Elisha and Joshua were young, they were always with us. Elisha, he landed up going out on many outreaches as a young kid. And when you're small, and it's the same, when you just come into the kingdom, you're radical. You want to be involved with everything that is good. But then as you grow older, other interests take hold. And this is what we see here. He says to these virgins, but not the wise virgins, the unwise virgins, I do not know you. So the God, as any father, as any family, has children so that the children can know them, experience them, and be involved with them. And so as I said, as Elisha and Joshua grow older, they started being drawn into other things, and they wouldn't be with me all the time. But Teddy was still small then, and she was just to be keeping her eye always. It looked like she'd be busy with things with one eye, but the other eye was, where's my dad? And if you see me walking towards the car, whoops, she's there with me. And so she stayed with me, and she enjoyed much more love. Not that I didn't love the others, the Elisha and Josh, but because she was just there. And then she'll go to the shops, or she'll go anywhere and say, Dad, can I have a chocolate here? And then she would experience some love that the other sons didn't experience. You hear what I'm saying? So we've got to walk conscious of our God. That's what God wants. I've just to tell you, I was just talking to her yesterday, and I was saying, you know, my sweetie, we love helping. And it's so good that when you are, there's some problems with a Uno to go to university, or you haven't got food, you let us know. But we don't just want to know when you got problems. We want to know, you want to share your life. We want to know everything. And this is the heart of this parable. Same, we sometimes sit and we look at these parables and we just see, oh, there we've been cast out and there's no room for us now. And it's a sin consciousness when you read like that. God is love, and God sent his Son to bless us, to lift us up, to help us. So that's what it's all about, guys. And that's what this parable is about. God wants to know us in all. He wants us to know him in all our ways. And then he'll make the way straight for us. So be encouraged. God loves you. And these parables are there to teach you to know what God loves so that you can change. God is good, and he doesn't have to change. We have picked up a whole lot of other nonsense, and that's why we have got to change. So be blessed, arise and shine, and stay in tune with your God. Run to him and not from him, and walk conscious of him, aware of him, in all of the day, forever and ever, because in him we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.